I'm Kyle Milan, and after 20 years in manufacturing, nobody knows more than me about industrial marketing and technical sales.
Nothing was blocking me. I was the problem, the only one stopping me. I didn't like it, I had to refocus. Now I'm devoted, I know where I'm going. Controlling emotions, I'm owning the moment. In order to get it, see, you gotta want it. This type of
I'm here to debunk the top 5 technical sales myths that are holding you back from your potential. Let's get into it. If you guys didn't get a chance to watch the top 5 technical sales myths part 1, check out the link above. You guys love part 1 so much, so I had to come with part 2. Now, I could probably list out about 40 different myths in technical sales, but I'm going to hit you with 5 more. Myth number 1, you have to know everything technical in order to sell technical stuff. That is 100% a myth. Technical sales is 80% selling, 20% technical. Now, I know that you tech nerds out there are going to be like, no, dude, like you got to be able to answer every single possible question that a potential customer asks you. That is false. Too often, people get drowned in the details of technical. They'll go into a presentation and they'll do the show up and throw up where they just say, here's everything that we could do. Here's all the features that we have with this product. From a service standpoint, here's all of our capabilities. Here's our line card, and they just throw up all that information and they're missing the key points in sales. Sales is not about offering everything to everybody. It's about having a conversation and doing it from a standpoint of solution-based selling. In order to sell a solution, you have to understand what the problem is. You can have a lot of technical knowledge about something. You can answer a lot of questions right there on the spot, but you should have a team of technical people behind you, whether they're project engineers, or an engineering team, or whatever it is behind you about the software, the tech, the capabilities that you have, they can answer all the nitty-gritty details questions. Your job as a technical salesperson is to figure out what is the problem. In order to do that, you have to ask questions. Then you have to figure out what solution can you provide that can solve those problems, put it together in a proposal, and send it to them, right? So if we just break that down, if you go into it from a standpoint of saying, hey, thanks for taking the time to speak with me, I'm in a presentation, let's throw something up on the screen, I'm gonna go through everything that I want. You've lost them as soon as you start doing that. It has to be a conversation-based sales approach. In order to do that, you have to ask questions, listen to the responses, respond to those comments that they say, concerns that they say on the spot. You can certainly prepare for it, but too often technical salespeople just go in there, throw up the information, and then they're missing the key sales cues that are saying, like, do I still need to provide value to this person? Do I still need to keep pitching, or have they heard enough? And you can't read the room when you're just focused on regurgitating and throwing up information. It's more about selling and less about the technical knowledge that you have. A lot of industrial manufacturing companies will say, let me take the smartest engineer, or let me take the best project engineer, or whatever it is, and turn them into a salesperson. That typically fails. Now, taking a project engineer that is outgoing, that has natural ability to have conversations, listen, respond with solutions, and can do that, those are great salespeople because they know the fundamental technical stuff. It's no different here. We can take a project manager that knows everything that we do inside and out and the way that we do it and why we do it and turn them into a salesperson if they have an aptitude for sales, and we can teach them everything. I've sold so many different technical products, and I never knew when I first was selling exactly all the details behind it. I learned it over the course of the years that I was working there, but even still, all the knowledge that I have in specific niche fields in industrial, I still, if I was pitching that today, I would focus more from a conversation standpoint, more about walking the person through the process to go ask questions, figure out what is their problem, offer up a solution, than I would going into the nitty-gritty details of it. Myth number 2, take your time on your quote. I don't need it right now. That is a major myth. Now, I'm not saying that you should rush through it. Too often people are just taking their time. When do you think I can get pricing back? Well, you know, we're waiting on this supplier, this vendor. Should be 1 to 2 weeks. No, that is a myth. You need to get the quote done as fast as possible. You need to be the first person to submit pricing. You need to own the playing field. Like, when they give you an opportunity, you need to be aggressive and hungry. Now, I'm not saying that you should not be diligent and make sure that your quote is accurate, but you should. A lot of times people are like, hey, I need some budgetary pricing. What can you throw together for me? If I say, dude, let's talk about it right now and get them a price in 20 minutes, and everybody else is like, let me get back to you in a couple of days, that's going to be way different. That person is now going to rely on me to help them out in those situations. They're going to say, I can turn to Kyle because I know he can give me answers on the spot. He can help me out of this bind. A purchasing person or an engineering person or operations guy, Just came out of a meeting. Somebody asked for numbers. Somebody's got a new project. Somebody wants to see what should this budget be. I'm going to go to my guy, Johnny on the spot, that can give me pricing the fastest. And then I'm going to reward him because it's so pleasant to deal with him. He doesn't complain about anything. He asks me strategic questions. He knows that I don't have a lot of time to talk about this stuff. Ask the questions, get the information, give them pricing as fast as possible. It's not necessarily a game just about speed. You have to be diligent with your information. You have to be accurate with it because you don't want to just throw them up a number and then, hey, you got the job. And then, hey, 2 weeks later, hey, man, I'm going to have to give you a price increase because I totally messed up that quote. You don't want to be that guy, but you want to be the trusted source for your customers to turn to you when they need something, because they will not forget that. And the next opportunity that comes up, they're going to hit you up first because they know that you got their back. Myth number three, I don't need to update my CRM. I've got it all in front of me. That is 100% a myth. CRM keeps you organized. It keeps all your information in a central location, and you will not be able to remember everything. You can write things down in notes and books. That's perfectly fine. I'm a handwriter. Then I want to take those notes and upload them into a CRM. Why am I going to do that? Number one, what if I get hit by a bus tomorrow? Everybody has the information. Number two, I can access it from anywhere. There have been numerous times where I have forgotten a notebook or a specific thing that I was working on at the office. I wanted the information in my hands and I didn't have it. All I had was a laptop. Now, I could have gone back to the office that night, but I didn't want to. I wanted to focus on what I was doing and be efficient with my time. And so once that happened, once or twice, I was like, dude, I need to put everything in the CRM so everything's ready available. How could you possibly want to crush it in sales and be a massive leader at your company if you don't have all your stuff organized? Now, just think forward. Maybe you only have like 3 deals in the pipeline right now. What about when you have 30 or 300? Are your systems, processes, the way you're doing things, planning for that state? Because that's the future state that you want to go towards. You want to crush it. You want to do millions of dollars a year in business, or tens of millions of dollars a year in business, and be the number one salesperson at your company. Whether it's a company of 2 salespeople or 200, you want to be the best. In order to do that, you're going to have a lot of things on your plate. The only way to keep that organized is a CRM system. Me personally, I used to hate HubSpot. Now I love it. We've used it for the last 3 years. We're a partner with them. I think that's the best for most technical salespeople in industrial companies, because it gives you everything you need plus some areas to expand to grow and get better with it. But you have to put all of your information in the CRM. You have a meeting, put the notes in the CRM. You have a call, put the notes in the CRM. Organize everything. Know your day. Plan all your follow-up tasks. Set all your tasks in the CRM system so you don't even have to think about it. You can just come in and say, I know what I'm doing today. I'm burning through these 20 tasks, these follow-ups. These are the people I need to touch. These are the people that are hot. These are the ones that aren't. And the only way to do that is to put the information in your CRM. Myth number four, I left it all on a voicemail. That is 100% a myth. Dude, people don't really listen to voicemails anymore. The attention span is so short. You leaving a 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute long voicemail is ridiculous. Your voicemail should be, I'm gonna text you if you're leaving one. If you have their cell phone number, just text them. If you have their email, email them. If you're gonna leave a voicemail, leave it short to the point. It should be 20 seconds or left. Hey, this is Kyle with MFG Tribe. I wanted to follow up on this. Give me a call back on my cell phone. Here's the number. Bye. That's it. You being like, I want to talk to you about this. This is what I'm seeing. Like, unless somebody specifically says, hey, I'm not going to be able to answer the call because I'm in meetings all day, they're not going to be like, leave me a long voicemail so I can read the transcription on my phone. Dude, if somebody says that, just be like, hey, let me get your cell phone number, I'll text it to you. Or let me just email it to you. Is that a faster way to do it? You need to ask people for their method of contact in those situations. How can I get this information the fastest to you? Texting is the fastest possible. Now, if they're not comfortable giving you their cell phone number, then I would say leave a short voicemail, tell them to call you back, and they can read it in the transcription. But cold calls, warm calls, follow-up calls, do not leave long voicemails. Nobody's going to listen to it. They're going to see your call. They're going to see that you left a voicemail. Maybe they'll look at it and quickly read the transcription. But from there, they're going to be like, I got to call this guy back. He's got information for me, so let me hit him back right now. But at all possible, try and move it to a text message. Myth number five, all leads are going to come to you. Are you kidding me? That is probably the biggest major myth out there. Leads do not come to you. Sometimes marketing can bring in inbound activity, and those are cherries on top. You should not rely on those. You should do all of your own hunting. If they're going to bring in 2, 3, 5, 20 leads a month, consider that as that's nice to have. but it's not something that you're going to rely on. You should never rely on other people bringing you opportunities. You should be out there hunting every single day. If somebody brings you something, that's great. Like I said, cherry on top. But if you have quotas, monthly activity quotas, monthly sales quotas, do not rely on anybody else. You can't control anybody else. You can't control how many people come to your website. How does a marketing campaign perform? The only thing that you can control is yourself. In order to hit those goals, you have to put in the work, and most likely it's going to be 5 to 10 times more work than what you typically would anticipate to hit those high goals. So you can't rely on anybody. Nobody's going to come to you. You have to put all of the work on yourself. Go out there, be aggressive, hunt. You should be doing cold calls, cold visits, warm calls, following up, looking at deals that went south a year ago, contacting current people to see if you can upsell them. Do all that activity because that's what you can control and rely on nobody else to feed you. Now, whether you love this video or hated it, you know that there is truth behind these sales myths. And again, go check out part one if you haven't seen it yet. I hope that you're getting some value out of this. Share it with somebody that you know. Subscribe to the channel, turn on notifications, follow me on LinkedIn for exclusive behind the scenes content, and we'll see you on the next one. Well, that's it for this episode. If you got value out of it, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with one person you know. And if you can, leave me a review because it really helps me out. If you want to check out my other content, go over to YouTube. I've got a channel over there, as well as find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under my name, Kyle Milan. I will see you on the next one.